Radio Global Link.
The Energy Regulation Board assures nation of adequate fuel stocks. Government partially attributes loan repayment challenges to load shedding. And South African firebrand Member of Parliament Malema convicted of firing a gun in public. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has assured the nation that Zambia has sufficient fuel stocks, dispelling fears of shortages sparked by negative market sentiments. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, ERB Director General Elijah Sichone urged consumers to avoid panic buying, emphasizing that the current fuel levels are enough to meet the country's demand. Mr. Sichone explained that as of 8 hours yesterday, ERB monitoring showed that the country had 41.5 million liters of diesel and 11.4 million liters of petrol in stock, with Zambia's daily consumption standing at 4.5 million liters of diesel and 1.4 million liters of petrol, providing cover for up to 10 days. He added that out of the 657 filling stations monitored by ERB across the country, 492, representing 90%, were selling both products, confirming stable supply. Mr. Sichone further disclosed that the board is working on a national petroleum stock management system, which will provide real-time information on fuel availability at filling stations and enhance distribution efficiency.
Around the country, of the 657 sites that I have talked about, which were surveyed, only 55 sites were not having petrol. And for those that were not having diesel, it's only 29. Again, look at it from the perspective of the fact that here we are talking about 657 sites. So again, clearly, you can see that in terms of the overall coverage, 90% is a very good number in terms of filling stations having all the products.
The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has expressed concern over the recent increase in fuel pump prices, warning that the move will have widespread consequences on the economy and further strain the already burdened population. Yesterday, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, adjusted upwards the fuel prices for the month of October 2025, with petrol moving from 29 kwacha to 30 kwacha per litre and diesel increasing from 25 kwacha to 26 kwacha per litre. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, ZACA Communications Officer Sandra Muchima said the fuel hike will lead to higher costs of food, transport and essential goods and services. This development will inevitably trigger a chain reaction across the economy. Each increase places additional strain on consumers, businesses and households already grappling with the high cost of living, said Ms. Muchima. She has acknowledged that Zambia is a non-oil producing country, but criticized the recurring fuel price fluctuations as a reflection of weak and unsustainable energy policies. Ms. Muchima has since urged government to urgently revise its fuel procurement strategy and consider long-term solutions to ensure price stability. She said this may include diversifying fuel sources, entering into long-term supply contracts, improving regional energy cooperation, and investing in storage infrastructure to mitigate the impact of global market volatility.
The Zambia Consumer Association, not to be concerned, the latest upward adjustment in fuel pump prices, with both diesel and petrol rising by approximately 1/4 per liter. This development will inevitably trigger a chain reaction across the economy, driving up the cost of food, essential commodities, bus fares, and other goods and services. Fuel remains one of the largest components of production and transportation. Therefore, each increase places additional strain on consumers, businesses, and households.
Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, Elias Mubanga, says persistent load shedding experienced by some small businesses is one of the major reasons many have failed to repay loans obtained under the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEC. Mr. Mubanga, who bemoaned the low repayment rates, explained that several business owners have approached CEC to report that power outages have negatively affected their operations, making it difficult to meet repayment obligations. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, the minister disclosed that CEEC is currently evaluating and holding discussions on how the loans can be restructured to ease a burden on affected entrepreneurs but ensure the timely repayment of the loans. These loans will need to be restructured because lack of electricity is a genuine reason why some businesses might underperform, said Mr. Mubanga. He, however, emphasized the need for loan beneficiaries to honor their repayment obligations, stressing that the Empowerment Fund is designed to benefit other Zambians as well. The minister added that government will do everything possible to engage loan defaulters and encourage repayment before considering legal action.
They will tell you and say, no, I think I can start paying after, let's say, 3-4 months. I mean, we are listening to government. When a saloon owner got money from CC and then the whole day they haven't that power, how are they going to run their business, make money and pay back? So we have to understand. So we now appreciate you. But also this is not just by everyone else should come on and write. No, we have to go case by case. Others, everything is okay and then they could not just pay. So we have to go case by case.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested and charged two public health officials in separate corruption cases involving procurement irregularities and abuse of office. In Kalabo District of Western Province, Neto Mbwayu, the District Health Director, has been arrested and charged with corruption involving 43,000 kwacha, who faces two counts of willful failure to comply with applicable procurement guidelines and one count of making a payment from public revenue for services not adequately rendered under the Anti-Corruption Commission Act No. 3 of 2012. ACC Head of Corporate Communications Timothy Mono said investigations revealed that between January 1st, 2021 and December 31st, 2022, Dr. Mbwayu approved a payment of 39,000 kwacha to a private company for the purchase of two HP Pavilion laptops. The payment exceeded his approval threshold of 30,000 kwacha and was made without a written request from the USA department in violation of the Ministry of Health Procurement Guidelines dated January 2, 2020, said Mr. Mono in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Meanwhile, in Mansa, Mr. Mono said the commission has charged former Mansa District Hospital Administrator Jackson Kaunda with three counts of participating as a bidder in public procurement processes involving an entity by which he was employed, a violation of the Public Procurement Act No. 12 of 2008. Mr. Mono said Mr. Kaunda, 43, of Musenge Site and Service, is accused of allowing J.K. Kelly's General Dealers, a company in which he is a partner, to supply goods and services to Mansa District Hospital while serving as its administrator. We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a great afternoon to listen to the your number one radio station. Midweek update for you on the business side. As usual, 134 is the pound, 1.13 is the euro, 17.19 in South African rand, very strong. Indian rupee at 8.69, 7.12. That is Chinese yuan and Japanese yen on 147, just in case you're driving a Toyota. And of course, for those where commodities concerned, 413 is the maize, 503 is the wheat. And I believe harvesting of wheat so much underway. So the rain's coming up this month and wheat is out of the fields in Zambia. 6757, that is cocoa lovers per ton. And I've seen 996.50, the downward trend on soybeans has come down. Gold lovers, $3.85.53 an ounce. And I've seen copper price still hanging in, $10.314 a ton, $15.185 nickel. And on the stock market side, I'm looking at the Lusaka Stock Exchange doing very well, 25,242.39. And believe it or not, yesterday transaction, $2 million transacted hand, above $2 million on Chilanga Cement. Vis-a-vis 46,397.89, Dow Jones and London Stock Exchange on 94.14. If you're driving, pump price went up last night, and international market Brent crude is on 65.97 a barrel, 62.29, that is jet fuel. And our kwacha looks like it's going to lose some ground, definitely. We're going to start heading towards the end of year, importation for the end of the year. And vis-a-vis international market where this oil is going up, could it be the war